We're going to start here on Kuf Yud by the two dots. And the Gemara asks here, Ibailuhu, Chisaron duchutz, Shmei Chisaron, Olo Shmei Chisaron. The item that you're bringing to be Makri Bachutz or Me'male Bachutz, if the Chisaron takes place Bachutz, is that classified as a Chisaron? Where we have the requirement of Oto, that it has to be Shalem, to be Chayav, and not Chaser. Mi Aminan, Kevin de Nafak, Ibsu Leiluhu, that since it's left, it's gone out of the Azara, Mali Chaser, Mali Yeter, what's the difference if it's missing or not missing, it's gone out? I mean, if it's already pasul, then the chisaron should have no impact. Or maybe, even in the state of yotze, in the state of going out into that status of pasul, it still has to have the full amount. So Amar Rabbi, Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Poter, Achi Krivit Kulan. Elazar says that you're patur until you put the entirety of the matirim on. He's proving from that you need to have everything there. If you have to put the whole matir on, that means that it can't be chaser when you come out there. So Amar Lei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaye Mid Rav Elazar Poshit Mar. We're asking the Divrei Chachamim, and you're bringing me the position of Rav Elazar. Of course, according to Rabbi Elazar, where you need the whole matir, what's the question? Shaila? There's no shaila over here. The question is, according to Rabbanan, where a krova of a kazayit is maspik, that's enough, then do they require that the entirety of the matir still be present? The Chachamim agree, Bifnim, that even though you only require kazayit to be maktir, you still have to have the whole matir be intact. It all has to be present. You just have to get a chazayit on the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar believes you have to get the entire matir on the mizbeach. But now when we're chutz, Rabbi Elazar clearly requires the whole matir because he requires you to be makriv the whole matir. But the chachamim only require chazayit. Do they still have that same requirement that the entire matir be present and still available? So how could you prove anything from Rabbi Elazar to the chachamim? So he responds to him and says, Amalei beferush mili mino derav that adkan lo pligi rabbonon alei derabbi Elazar. That the Rabbanan and Rav Elazar don't agree, I'll eat the be'enei. That's as long as it's still around. Aval b'chisaron modilei. If there's something missing, they agree with him. So you see from here that the Chachamim, who disagree with Rav Elazar, only disagree on this one point, that a kezayit is enough of a haktara. But they still agree with him that the matir must be intact. The matir must be there. You only need a kezayit worth of haktara, but you need the matir. Whereas Rav Elazar will demand that you have a full matir on the mizbeach. So lav the chaser b'chutz. Where did the chisaron happen? B'chutz. Lo the chaser b'vnim. Maybe it was missing inside. Meaning that what is Rav saying? When Rav says over here that the chachamim agreed with Rabbi Elazar that it must be intact, where are they saying that? So Abaye's assumption is that Rav said that about haktarat chutz. When they're outside doing matir b'chutz, they're doing part of the matir outside. So Rabbi Elazar says do the whole matir. Chachamim say only the yukzayit. And along comes Rav and says even the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Elazar that you still need the matir to be around. And that's how you'll prove his point. Rabbi Baruch Hanan says, no. What do you mean? They were talking about bifnim. The chachamim who bifnim believe that a kezayit is enough haktarat, it's only true when there's a full matir there. Bachutz, they don't require the whole matir. Maybe they don't require the whole matir. But we have no proof from this. The only thing the Rabbi's statement was made about was bifnim. So tashma, let's prove it from here. Bekulan shechisru, bikrivan bachutz, patur. Anything that's missing, and then you makriv them bachutz, is patur. Any matir that's missing something, and then you do lakrova bachutz, patur. Lav de chaser bachutz. Isn't that the case the Mishnah is describing where the matir went missing or wanting outside? Again, the Gemara answers no, the chaser bifnim. That bifnim, it went chaser. Once it bifnim, it's been chaser, then it's not roi lepetach homoy. It's not roi lepetach homoy. Of course, it's not going to be good outside. So here we have a position of Rabbi Elazar, which is clear. Rabbi Elazar believes you need the whole matir, both inside and outside. And so there's no question with him. If you're chaser, you're not yotzei bifnim, and you're not chayav bachutz. The Chachamim, on the other hand, we know that they have in their position, they have this one piece that we have from Rav, which is that they believe that the matir must be intact. Now the question really revolves around where does the matir have to be intact? Is that only bifnim? So that's ro'u lepetach homoed. Only for kazayit to work bifnim, you need the entire matir to be there. And that's why it works bifnim. Bachutz, we don't care anymore. Or that requirement of having the matir intact also applies bachutz, because you need ro'u lepetach homoed. Ro'u lepetach homoed means you have to have the entire matir there, as well as the kazayit that goes on the haktarah. So Abaye tries to prove from both the statement of Rav as well as our Mishnah that we're talking about something on the outside. We're talking about chisaron that happens outside, and there we say that it's problematic. along comes Rabbi Bar Chanan and the Gemara that says, no, it doesn't work that way. It's the other way around. That's all talking about Chisaron Pnim. You can't prove anything for me there. All I'm talking about is when it's missing inside, the Chachamim agree that it's not good Avtara. But Bachutz, we don't know anything about the Chachamim's position. So Gemara leaves that as inconclusive as to what the Rabbanan's position is when you're outside the Mikdash in Hakravat Chutz. There they leave it inconclusive. Now, Hamakriv Kodoshim, this was the last statement in the Mishnah, which, again, the Girsa might be Hamale Kodoshim Ve'murim Bachutz. Kodoshim Ve'murim means Ve'murim and Basar were together. The Ve'murim belong on the Mizbeach. The Basar does not belong on the Mizbeach. And this was Hakravat Chutz. We say you're Chayav. There's a full kazayit worth of imurim here. They're just mixed with the basar. So Gemara wants to know, why does this work? Why does this work? Vayike chatzitza. You have a chatzitza. The basar is chotzeitz between the mizbeach or the etzim, and therefore you're not getting the imurim on the mizbeach. Now, of course, this would have to be according to the one who believes that you actually need a mizbeach b'chutz. We had that machlokas earlier, whether you need a mizbeach or even a cell or anything, and we'll see in a second, that'll be one of the answers. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, kishahav chon, that he flipped them over. Flipped them over means that he made sure that the emurim were on the bottom, and they were on the pyre, they were on the mizbeach, and that's why he's chayav for maleh b'chutz over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu temush lov chon, even in case where he didn't flip them, v'hamani, Rabbi Shimon hi. This is according to Rav Shimon Damar. Rav Shimon has no requirement for Mizbeach for Maleh B'chutz. He says anything will qualify to be Maleh B'chutz. So forget about, you can have a Sela, you can have a piece of meat. The Mizbeach will be the piece of meat. The piece of meat that's sitting below the Emurim will be the Mizbeach, or they'll be the fire. He doesn't have any fixed requirement of what it's placed on. It's just have to be that you're being Maleh something B'chutz. The requirement Bifnim is that the Imam should be on the Eitzim. If you do Doma Bifnim, that you want to have a Imam on the Eitzim. Rav Amar, Min B'mino in a Chutz. The solution to the problem is it's Min B'mino. It's a single entity. Yes, it's Basar and Emurim, but it's all part of the singular animal here. It's the fats and it's the meat, but it's one unit. So this is a one unit. The Basar doesn't consider to be a Chatzitza, it's considered to be part and parcel of the Emurim. Yeah, I would agree with you that the other Moraim, Reish Lakish and Yochanan, don't accept Rab's position because it's not so clear that it's Min B'mino. I would agree with you that obviously that would have been the easiest solution. The fact they don't take up that solution is because they don't believe it's Min B'mino. Next Mishnah. Mincha shlo nikmitza. The mincha that didn't have a komitz taken off of it, v'higiva b'chutz patur, but outside it's patur because you never did. What's supposed to go on the mizbeach is a komitz. You never took the komitz off to put on the mizbeach b'fnim, so then when you put out b'chutz, you haven't done anything that could have been ra'ui b'fnim. Because this mincha, without a komitz taken off of it, there's nothing that goes on the mizbeach. Kamsa, chazar komsa l'tocha, if he did the komitz, and the komitz falls back into the mincha, v'higiva b'chutz, chayav, and then he puts on the mizbeach b'chutz, then he is chayav. So here you have two scenarios. One scenario where he doesn't take the komitz off at all. There it's not the ra'oi to be on the mizbeach b'fnim, and you can't then be chayav when it's b'chutz. The other case where he took the komitz off, it falls back into the mincha. There, problematic because you have something that would have gone on the mizbeach b'fnim. Also, imalu lo yirdu, meaning if this mincha ended up now on the mizbeach, then you wouldn't take it back down. Even though there's a restriction against the shirayim ending up on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, if the komitz ends up on the mizbeach, it's ra'oi, so never b'chutz, it'll be also be the Gemara wants to know, why does this work? Levatle shirayim lekomitz. This is a simple principle. We have a mincha, you have a komitz. You take the komitz out, it falls back in, you have batel berov. The komitz is smaller than the entirety of the mincha. If that's the case, then the komitz should be nitbatel b'toch shirayim, and then you'd be makri b'chutz. It's already batel. So Rabbi Bezera nemra haktara b'komitz, v'nemra haktara b'shirayim. There's a haktara b'komitz, which is pretty straightforward. Kamatz v'hiktir. That's not the problem. But nemra haktara b'shirayim. B'shirayim is also haktara. Where's the haktara reading? By Shirayim, somebody Rashi says, "Lo taktiru b'menu ishel Hashem." You should not be maktirit ishel Hashem. So there's a term of haktara used in both cases. Maktara komets ein komets mevatel komets. Just like it works out by the haktara that a komets is not mevatel another komets. Af haktara Shirayim in Shirayim mevatlim komets. So we have a basic principle in Kodshim, which is that ein olim mevatlim olim. That anything that is supposed to go on the mizbeach is not mevatel something else that goes on the mizbeach. They prove that from Yom Kippurim. By Yom Kippurim, it says at the end of the Yom Kippur service bifnim, that you take the dam apar and the dam asir and you mix them together. Then you do the matnot dam on the ve'ach hazahav. Now it's clear dam apar far exceeds the dam asir and it would be nitbatel. But we don't say it's batel and we still say it's classified as being midam apar u midam asir. Yerushalayim. Why is that? So this basic principle that Ein Olim Mevatlim Olim. So same thing here. So we know already that one Kometz would not be Mevatel another Kometz. That we do know. That's a given based on what we just said. The principle that Ein Olim Mevatlim Olim. So now what the Gemara wants to do is extrapolate that and say, well, according to Rabbi Zeira, just like a Kometz is not Mevatel Kometz. Why? Because the Kometz has a din of Haktorah to it. So too the Shirayim will not be Mevatel the Kometz because the Shirayim also have a din of Haktorah. Even though it's a negative din of Haktorah. The din of Haktorah by Shirayim is Lo Taktiru Mimenu. But it still has a din, or it's still classified as Haktorah. So since it's classified as Haktorah, just like by the Haktorah of the Kometz, it doesn't Mevatel the other Kometz. So too the Shirayim are not Mevatlim the Kometz over here. And that's why it works, and that's why you're Chayav Bachutz. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakometz Ve'alivona Shikriv Et Echan Mehem Bachutz Chayav. Your Kometz and Levona, we know that when it comes to Mincha, Mincha has two Matirim. You have to put on the Kometz, and you have to put on the Levona. So if you did one of them Bachutz Chayav, Rabbi Elazar Puter Ad Shikriv Et Hasheni. Again, I'm changing the Mishnah here. It seems to be that the Gersu in all these Mishnayot should not be Rabbi Eliezer, but rather Rabbi Elazar, and that's why I'm reading all the Gemaras and all the Mishnayot with Rabbi Elazar's name instead of Rabbi Eliezer's name. So here, it's Rabbi Elazar Puter Ad Shikriv Et Hasheni. Rabbi Elazar says you're Patur until you put on both, because the Kometz is Ma'akev Et HaLevona, and Levona is Ma'akev Et HaKometz. So until you put on the entirety of the Matir, this is Rabbi Elazar the Shitato, you have to get the entire Matir on. So just like you have to get the entire Matir on, Bachutz, you're only Chayav if you put the whole Matir on. Echad Bafnim Ve'echad Bachutz. If one of the Matirim was done Bifnim and the other one Bachutz, everybody agrees Chayav. Even Rabbi Elazar will agree with Chayav, because the only thing left to put in Bifnim is that one of the Matirim. So that when you put out Bachutz, you're Chayav. It won't work, because when you put the first one in, it was not Re'oi. I mean, that you can't retroactively be Chayav for that, because when you put it on, you didn't have the complete Matir to be doing it. Shneba zichil levona, you have the two spoons full of levona that's on the shulchan by the lechem apanim. Shikiv et echad mehem b'chutz chayav. Again, the Tana Kama, if you put one of them on, chayav. It's like the chachamim, that it's a kzait is enough haktara, then you're chayav b'chutz. Rabbi Elazar, again, puter at shikiv et hasheni. Same thing, he wants the entire matir to be chayav. If you want to be yotzei bifnim, you need the entire matir b'chutz, you need the entire matir. And the same thing again, echad bifnim. If you did one of the bazichil levona bifnim, and then the echad b'chutz, and the other one on the outside, then you are going to be chayav, because even Rabbi Elazar will agree there that the only thing left to do is the second matir. So the only thing left to do is the second matir, then you're going to be chayav when you do it b'chutz. Bo'i Rabbi Yisrof Nafka. Kometz mashu yatir kenegdo b'shirayim. Let's understand this idea that there are two matirim for an object. What should it be? What should the din be? The gabei mashu yatir kenegdo b'shirayim. Mishra shari Okluche Miklosh. Yitzchak says that what's the din of a kometz sheyatir kenegdo bishirayim? The question here, according to Rashi and Tosafot, is different. Rashi says, I have two matirim here, so let me understand. Is it that each matir, it takes 100% of the 50% that it's matir? It's 50-50. Each one's matir, 50% of this mincha. So each one does 100% of that 50% that it's responsible for. Therefore, Rashi says, if I got one of the matirim on the mizbeach, Mishra Shari, if I was able to divide the mincha up, I'd be able to eat half of the mincha. I got one matir on, I cleared 50% of the mincha. I do the other matir, I clear the other 50%. That would be the sad of Mishra Shari. The other sad is Miklash Kolish. That each one of them takes care of 50% of the 100%. I mean, each one has an effect on 100% of the mincha, but only reduces it by 50%. So that means there's still 50% of an Easter left, and you couldn't consume any of it until you got both matirim on. Right, exactly. Video, very good, excellent. That's what I thought. The same thing in the Darim by the Ran. The Ran's explanation in Shutafut says everybody misunderstood the Shutafut and the Isser Hano over here. Whether it's each person owns 100% of their 50%, or is it that every person owns 50% of the 100%? Very good. Exactly the same type of idea. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosafot says it can't be. Nobody in their right mind would believe that you could eat half the mincha. That you could have to put on half a matir that you could put on. We know that the Kometz is Makev Levona, and Levona is Makev the Kometz. Right? It's a Mishnah Menachot. How could you claim that you could eat half of it? So Tosafot says no, that the question here is about whether you get Malkot or not if you consumed the mincha without the other matir going on. If you say that it clears 50% and the other 50% remains be Isur Gomor, then if you consume the mincha, you're going to be Chayav Malkut. Because the other one remains in its full force as an Isur. You have 50% Heter, but 50% real Isur. And then you'll get Malkut. On the other hand, if you say Miklash Kolish, after one of the Matirim already went on the Mizbeach, then it's lowered the level of the Isur. If it lowers the level of the Isur, you'll no longer get Malkut. You'll be violation of an Isur, but you won't get Malkut. So that's Tosel says the issue here is whether you're getting Malkut or not. Rashi says the issue is whether you can eat it or not. Alright, so now Gemara says, Aliba Deman. Rabbi Yitzchak Dafka, who's he asking his question according to? According to Rabbi Meir, who we saw earlier in the Masechta, that you can be mefagel in a chatzi matir. Even a chatzi matir you can have pigle in, then mishra shori. Of course it's mishra shori. If the matir doesn't accomplish something, or the chatzi matir doesn't accomplish anything, then there's nothing to speak about over here. It has to be full-fledged chatzi matir in the sense that it accomplishes everything that it could in order to you be mefagel in it. So, according to Rabbanon, say, they ain't mefaglim b'chatzi matir. So then, according to Rabbanon, say, it's not mefagel chatzi matir, then you clearly need the whole matir. And then, okay, lo mishra shari, for sure it's not lo mishra sharish, but maybe, lo miklash kolish. Maybe it's not miklash kolish either. How do you know, according to the Chachamim, that they have either of these two positions? Well, if you don't have one of these two positions, what do you have? So that, you have to say, that it remains be isuro legamre. It remains it's full-fledged isur until you clear the entire matir. Till the entire matir goes, it remains be isuro, and that's it. So he says, I don't understand, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa, why are you even asking? According to Chachamim, maybe it's neither. Maybe it's neither miklash kolish nor mishra shari. How are you so certain that those are the two choices? Voices in the position of the Rabbanan. El Alibi de Rabbi Elazar. So let's suggest that his question of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa is according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan really. Rabbi Elazar clearly holds like the Rabbanan when it comes to Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir. If that's true, then he could be in the same position as the Chachamim, which is it could be three possibilities. It could be Miklash Kolish, Mishra Shari, or not at all. So then why is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa narrowing it down to two choices? So now the question on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa is, who did you pose your question according to? According to Rabbi Meir, clear it's Mishra Shari. According to the Chachamim, it could be your two possibilities, but there's an additional third possibility which you'd introduce. So who's your question according to? Hello, what's the answer? Aliba de Rabbanan de Hocha. That it's according to Rabbanan here in our Mishnayot, the Rabbanan here that argue in Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you require a full matir to be chayav b'chutz, but here we have the Rabbanan that say you only need a kezayit of akta b'chutz to be chayav. According to those Rabbanan, my, what's the din? Mishra Shari or Kalish Miklash? What's the din? It's clear that it does not remain in its fully sur according to them. Because if it remained in its fully sur, you could not be chayav b'chutz. Meaning that if it did nothing, if the kezayit with the matir did absolutely nothing, then it would not be possible that you could be chayav b'chutz. According to those chachamim that say you're chayav b'chutz for a haftarah of a kezayit, then it has to be one of these two possibilities: either miklash kolish or mishra shari. It has to do one. It has to accomplish something. If it accomplishes something, that's why you're chayav b'chutz. And that they leave the taker. We don't know. According to these chachamim in our Mishnayot here that are arguing Rabbi Elazar that you don't require the whole matir, we don't know what they think that the gezayit or a portion of the matir accomplishes. Mishra Shari or Kimiklash Kolish, that we don't know, and that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka's question was according to those Chachamim. Tosfos then raises an issue which is very interesting according to the Pshat. What happens when you have a behema? By behema, there are two matirim. What are the two matirim? The two simanim. You shech one siman and then the second siman. Each siman would be a chatzi matir. The entire matir is the shnei simanim in the behema. So maybe one siman will be a chatzi matir, and then the second siman will be the other chatzi matir. So based on that, he says, maybe you want to suggest, maybe you could say that by shchita, we'll say that once you go through the first siman, last Tosfos here on the Amud, it says, Archion, Ishachat Siman Achad, Vikibela Damo, Bizarko, Kevin Chatzi Matir, Yamrina Mishra Shari. Do we say Mishra Shari? Miu, Hapshita, Yelo Gomor, Acharkach, Shkita Tol, Lo Shari. Obviously, he didn't finish the Shkita, it's not going to work. But at least if he did the first Matir, takes half that Dam, the Dam, after the first Siman, then puts on his Bech, do you have this concept of Mishra Shari? But at least Tosfos clears in that. I would agree with you, Tosfos' underlying assumptions by Shkita that we consider to be Shnei Chatzi Matir, which I don't know if it's so clear. You could classify it as a single Matir with two component parts, and so I'm not too sure that Tosfos' assumption that you're dealing with a separate matirim is okay. But assuming that Tosfos' assumption is correct, that we're dealing here with two chatzi matirim, which the Gemara earlier on does mention, that Shechita involves two chatzi matirim, rather than being a single matir with component parts to it, then you could ask this question on Rabbi Meir. That's what Tosfos does. He queries according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a chatzi matir is mefagel, and therefore it's automatically mishra shari. What are you going to do about Shechita behema? Do we say mishra shari? Now he agrees that you have to finish off the Shechita, but nevertheless, in the interim, when you go through the first Siman, you do the Kabbalat Adam and the Zrikat Adam, what does that do? And Tosfos L'shitato means, do you get Malkut anymore For anything associated with this, behema, according to Rashi, would be even more extreme, which is that you may be able to eat this based on Rashi's assumption of Mishra Shur, eat half of the behema. Tosos leaves that as a tzarachiyun. Right now, this Mishnah, which was quoted earlier, was quoted on Friday's daf on the Kuf Zayin, which was the question of, how do we know that by Zrikat Adam, that you are Chayav? Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva learns it out, mi'ozavach. Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from Dam Yechashev, Dam Shafach. So now, Azorek Mitzak Dam Bachutz. Someone that Zrika Dam Bachutz and Mitzak the Dam Bachutz, Chayav. So not only you don't have to do the whole Dam, just Mitzak the Dam Bachutz. V'laza Omer, Afa Minasech Me'achag Bachag Bachutz Chayav. V'laza says, even if you take the water, Nisuch, the water libations on Sukkot, and you do them Bachutz, Chayav. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Sherei Adam Shikru Bachutz Chayav. Rabbi Nechemi says, the Sherei Adam that are Mukrav Bachutz are Chayav. Now, it's clear that Rabbi Nechemiah holds, according to the opinion that we saw in Ezra Mukaman, towards the end of Ezra Mukaman, that there's an opinion that the Sherei Adam are Me'akev. If the Sherei Adam are Me'akev, the Mishnayot in Ezra Mukaman all say, Lo Yitain Lo Yikev, that there is no Akaba, there is no Ikuv when it comes to Sherei Adam. If there's no Ikuv Sherei Adam, you can't be Chay B'chutz, because then there's no demand of Hakrava B'vnim, can't be a demand or a Chiyuv for Hakrava B'chutz. So according to Rabbi Nechemiah, who says that Sherei Adam, Shekinu B'chutz is Chayav, clearly he believes that the Sherei Adam B'vnim are Me'akev. And since they're ma'akev, that's why you're chayav b'chutz. That we'll get to. It's not today's demo, we'll get there tomorrow. So Amar Rava. Rava makes a statement now. Umode Rabbi Elazar b'damim. Rabbi Elazar agrees by damim. Okay, Rava, I don't see why you would think that he doesn't agree. Our Mishnah makes a statement. Azarek mitzak dam b'chutz chayav. I don't see Rabbi Elazar arguing over here. Every other Mishnah that we've had, except for the first one, where I talked about the gzayit min olah, Rabbi Elazar stood up and argued. If he's going to argue here, he should have argued here as well. What is Rava adding that we didn't know before? So Tosafot says, and we have to understand here, Rabbi Rashi also says it, that Rav is speaking about the Chatot HaPnimiyot. When it comes to the Chatot HaChitzonot, it's clear that Rabbi Elazar agrees. Why does Rabbi Elazar agree? What's the din by the Chatot HaChitzonot? You need arba matanot that go on the Mizbeach. But we know, matana achat mehem me'akev. It's only one matana is me'akev. So if one matana is me'akev bifnim, and it's enough, it would be sufficient bifnim to make the Chatat Kasher. That means if you do one matana b'chutz, you're also going to be chayav. If it's enough bifnim, it's enough b'chutz. So Rabbi Elazar clearly agrees to that position. What Rava is coming to add here is that Rabbi Elazar believes by chatot apnimiot that one matan dam is enough. Wait. Bifnim, when we're talking about the chatot apnimiot, we say in Ezra Mukaman, matana achad mehen me'akevet. That every matana is me'akev. You need to do all the matanot in order to be, you'd say, the din of chatot apnimiot. So then, Rava comes along and says, Rabbi Elazar agrees by damim apnimiot that even if you do one outside your chayav. Now that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. If you say call all the damim or me'akev when it comes to bifnim, how come you're chayav when you only do one b'chutz? The answer is it's not. We have the Mishnah and Yoma. The Mishnah and Yoma is talking about Seder Yoma Kippurim bifnim. What happens if they spill the blood of the Seir Lashem? Spill the blood of the Seir Lashem, or the possibility that the Seir Lazazel died. One of those possibilities there. What do you do? You have to bring a new pair, and then you have to do a grala on the new pair, and then you do what? So there is a three-way machloket in the Mishnah and Yoma, and the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim imakom shepasak hu matchil. You continue from where you left off. Oh, if you continue from where you left off, what does that mean? That means that even though we say that matana achad mehem me'akevet, that you have to do all the matanot, not all the matanot have to come from that same behema. The matanot, you have to do all the matanot in order to be yotzei the service or the seder yom kippurim. But each seir doesn't have to provide all the matanot. It could be multiple seirim that provide all the matanot. If that is true, then one matana b'chutz is going to be mechayev you, because one matana b'fnim is significant. Here, according to the Rebbe Shimon, if you did one matana and they spilled the blood, you'd bring another seir and continue after that one matana. Well, if you continue after that one matana, that means that the first matana was significant. If it's significant, then b'chutz you're going to be chayav. And that's the chiddush of Rav over here. That even by chatot apnimiyot, you're chayav, even with one matana b'chutz. Okay, now, Belazar Omer, Afa Minasech Mechag Bachag Bachutz. That even when you do Nisu Chamayim Bachag Bachutz, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Menachem Yudpa. So Rabbi Menachem Yudpa, Yudpa is the name of a place. So he was from Yudpat. Rabbi Elazar, Beshitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. So Rabbi, he is holding like Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. Damar Nisu Chamayim Deoraita. That says Nisu Chamayim is Minat Torah. Detanya, we have a Braita. That Rabbi Akiva Omer, Unisach. Nisucheha. When it says Unisacheha, why is it written in the plural? Bishnei Nisuchim Akatuv Medaber. Echad Nisucha Mayim, Echad Nisucha Yayin. Unisacheha. When you use the plural term of Nisacheha, it's come to teach you that there are two Nisuchim associated with this Karban. There's an Nisucha Mayim and Nisucha Yayin. And from there, Rabbi Akiva learns out that Nisucha Mayim is Mina Torah. So Rabbi Elazar, who says that you're Chayav, Balat Chutz by the Mayim, Nisucha Mayim Bachutz, is because he believes Nisucha Mayim Bifnim is a Din Doraita. So then along comes Amar Le Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, wait, let's extrapolate the Din that you just said. You learn out the Din of Nisucha Mayim from the same Din of Nisucha Yayin. They're found in the same Pasuk, and it's because of the plural usage of the term there, Nisacheha, that teaches you Nisucha Mayim. Well, let's take it. You saying because Nisucha Yayin Bifnim, and then Bachutz Chayav, so Nisucha Mayim too Bifnim, and then Bachutz Chayav. Well, let's extrapolate that. Then it means, just like the minimum Nisucha Yayin is three log, which is Revi'at Tahin, that's for a Keves. Afgan Shlosha Lugim, so too by the Nisucha Mayim, you'd have to have a minimum of three logim to be Chayav. Vaha Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Af HaMenaseich Me'achag Kamar. He just says Me'achag. I don't see any definition of how much water there is there. He just says Me'achag, no matter how much. No Shiur. Mentioned in Rabbi Elazar. Ima lahalan, again, Rabbi Shlokesh asks the second question. Ima lahalan, Meshay Yimot HaShana. Nisuch HaYayin applies all year long. All year long, you're Chayav. If you take Nisuch HaYayin, if you do Bifnim, and then you do Bachutz, you do Bifnim all year long, and if you do Bachutz, you're Chayav. Afkan, if you want to do that and extrapolate to Nisuch HaMayim, Meshay Yimot HaShana. Then you should be Chayav for Nisuch HaMayim, even not on Sukkot. Yet, the statement of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah is, Menasech Me'achag Bachag Kamar. He said, only on Sukkot itself. So, how could you say such a thing? That Rabbi Elazar holds of Shittat Rabbi Akiva is in the din of Shittat Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara says, Ishtamitatei had Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Nechunya Ish Bikat Beit Choratan. They forgot this din. Who forgot this din? Rashi claims that Rabbi Menachem Meyudpa is the one that forgot this din. He forgot, Rabbi Akiva is not the only person who believes that Nisuch HaMayim is Midoraita. There's another Shita that also believes that Nisuch HaMayim is Doraita, and Rabbi Elazar could subscribe to that Shita. And that's what we're reading now, which is, Damar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikat Beit Choratan, Eser Nitiot, Arava V'Nisuch HaMayim Aloch HaLamoshe Mitzinai. There are three dinim that are Aloch HaLamoshe Mitzinai. Eser Nitiot relates to Shvi'it, relates to Shemitah, that there is permission to plow until all the way till Rosh Hashanah for Eser Nitiot. If you have 10 saplings that are planted in a certain area of a field, then you're allowed to plow all the way up into Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to be Mosif. And there are other dinim that apply also, even on Shemitah itself. You're allowed to water them, you're allowed to do certain things for them in order to protect them. So that's the din of Eser Nitiot. Arava. Arava is Hoshana Rava. On the seventh day that they used to do the process of the Arava, both every day they used to go around the Mizbeach and seven times on the final day. That's all a din Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai. And the last one being Nisuch HaMayim is Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai. So Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai, which is interesting here, it still has a din of Doraita. It's a din Doraita of Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai. So since it has a din of Doraita, Rabbi Elazar could be subscribing to this position over here. He doesn't have to be holding like Rabbi Akiva. He could be holding like this position that Rabbi Yochanan is bringing down, that there's a position of Rav Nechunya that Ish Bikat Beit Choratan, that this is Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai. And that's why you're Chayav B'chutz. You're Chayav B'chutz because Nisuch HaMayim is Midoraita because of Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai. If it's Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai, Aloch HaLamosh Mitzinai doesn't have anything about Shiur and about timing. Then Rav Elazar could formulate his opinion that it's only about Me'achag B'chag and there's no Shiur and there is no Shar Yimot HaShanah. He's not learning it out of Nisuch HaYayin. So he's not limited by what would have come if he learned out of Rabbi Akiva's position. If he learns it from Rabbi Akiva, he's then limited by the position of Rabbi Akiva, which is that it's learning out of Nisuch HaYayin. The same dinim of Nisuch HaYayin should apply to Nisuch HaMayim. So that's the mistake here. Rabbi Menachem Yudpat that made the mistake, or Yudpat that made the mistake that he thought, oh, Rabbi Elazar must hold his Doraita because he says you're Chayav B'chutz, Fala B'chutz. He thought that must be that he holds like Rabbi Akiva. He forgot there's another opinion that holds its Doraita, and that's Aloch HaMoshe Mitzinai. That's the way to read it according to Rashi. So Sefot says that the forgetting over here was not done by Rabbi Menachem, but rather by Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish forgot. When Rabbi Menachem Yudpat says, Rabbi Elazar B'shita Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amrad that Nisuch HaMayim is Doraita, Doraita, he meant that Rabbi Elazar holds like his Rebbe that it's Doraita, but not from the same source as his Rebbe. He held that like his Rebbe that was Doraita, but he had a different source for it, and Reish Lakish forgot there was a second source. That Rabbi Reish Lakish said, when he held like Rabbi Akiva, that's the only source for Doraita, and he must have held that, and then you can't extract, you have all these dinim that create a problem. So Allah comes to the says, Ishtamate, Reish Lakish forgot over here that there's another din Doraita, that's Allah called the Moshe Mis-Sinai. And that would also open up the possibility Rabbi Nochum Adal was just saying that Rabbi Elazar holds his Doraita, like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, not for the same reason, not from the same place, but from a different place. And that's what Reish Lakish forgot. Okay, so now we'll just continue. We'll get to just the top of Kafuta Ma'avav here, just finishing off this little piece here. Tarabanan. Hamanasech shloshet lugim mayim b'chag b'chutz chayav. You do three lugim b'chutz on Sukkot, then you are chayav. Rabbi Elazar Omer, im mal'an l'shem chag chayav. If you filled up the utensil for the chag, then you are chayav. Margot's ma ben ayu. What's the difference between them? The kli that they used to fill up the water for the chag also had three lugim in it. So it sounds like both of them require three lugim. So what's the difference between them? We're going to have three amorayim here now give their opinions about what the difference is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar b'yesh shir b'mayim kapli flagei. They argue about whether there's a shir l'mayim. Now shir l'mayim here does not mean if there's a minimum shir. Everybody agrees there's a minimum shir of shlosha lugim. But they disagree about if there's a maximum shiur. Rashi says that the Tana Kama believes Hamanaseh Shlosha Lugim Chayav Hu Adin Yoter Mi Shlosha Lugim. That means even above Shlosha Lugim, it's just a minimum shiur because Yesh Bichal Matayim Mana. If you get three lugim, even if you do more than that, all's good. You just have to get three lugim. Three lugim plus is fine too. Long comes Rav Elazar says no. Shehu Shemilam L'Shem Chag. You have to do them like the way for the Chag. Yoter Mi Ulam Dainu Shlosha Lugim. Only the amount that is needed for the Chag is kadosh, not more than that. Since not more than that is kadosh, and the kli which is made for it is only three lugim, it's only Kadesh Lugim. Therefore, b'chutz you only chayav for those three lugim that were mit kadesh for the chag and no more. So that will be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Tosafot over here brings down from the Rabbeinu Chaim ipcha, just the opposite, and he bases it on Rabbi Elazar's opinion that we saw before. We saw before that Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim had a machloket about when it came to chatzi pras, when it came to the chatzi pras or the pras of the ketoret, that whether the kli is mitzreif. When you have an item that's going to be broken down into two parts, it was first placed into a kli sharef. Is that mitzreif them? Is that make them into a single unit, or does that not make them into a single unit? Rabbi Elazar was of the opinion it makes them a single unit, and therefore you're not chayav until you put on the entirety of the ketoret onto the mizbeach. So now over here too, Rabbi Elazar says that the kli is mikadesh them. As long as they go in the kli makes them kadosh. And so therefore, even more than three lugim will be kadosh, according to Rabbi Elazar. On the other hand, the Tana Kama believes, no, that their shlosha lugim are the din of the chag, and therefore, only shlosha lugim are chayav in the chag. So according to Rashi, it's the Tana Kama allows more, but Rabbi Elazar is the one who defines it as only being shlosha lugim. Whereas according to Tosafot, I mean, the Rabbeinu Chaim, it's the other way around. It's Rabbi Elazar who says that there's the unlimited shiur, and the Tana Kama one is the one that has the limited shiur. The other two Amoraim, Rav Papa Amar, Big Karvun Misachim Bamidbar Pligei. They argue about this, which is a very fundamental machloket we're going to spend more time on in the upcoming days, is whether they had Nisachim in the Midbar. In the Parsha of Nisachim, it says that you will bring the Nisachim when you come to the Aretz, when Batim al Aretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, in Parsha Shlachacha, when it discusses the Nisachim, over there it tells you when you enter into the land, meaning that they just lost the ability to go into the land, it's Shlachacha ben Meraglim, and Hashem gives them mitzvot that indicate that they will eventually get to the land, and one of them is Nisachim. So it's a machlokas we're going to get to, machlokas Tanaim, whether they had Nisachim only once they reached Eretz Yisrael, or even in the Midbar. The difference between them is significant. If you had Nisachim ba Midbar, then why does the Torah specify that there will only be Nisachim once you enter into the Aretz? So that comes to teach you that there's going to be a difference in periods of time. In the Midbar, they brought Nisachim. When they come into the Aretz, there's the first is 7 years of kibush and 7 years of chiluk. During that period of time, the Mishkan is not stationary, and it's not placed in Shiloh. And so because of that, the bamot are nitarim. People are allowed to have private bamot during that time. There were bamot zibur, wherever the Mishkan was, but in the Gilgal. But there were bamot yachid were nitarim. Once the Mishkan is placed in Shiloh, at that point in time, the bamot yachid become asurim, and then can you bring carbonot in the Mishkan Shiloh, and the sachim will be brought there. So the biyat the Tithe teaches us that, well, it doesn't have to teach us about the fact that they're going to be Nesachim in Shiloh, because we already know they're in the Midbar, they're already doing them. It doesn't teach us about the fact that a Bamat Zibur needs to have Nesachim, because that's what they're doing in the Midbar. What does teach us is that a Bamat Yachid requires Nesachim. At the Shat Heter Abanamot, at the time that you have Heter Abanamot, which is in the 7 years of Kibush and Chiluk, that's Kibatim al Aretz, when you come into the land, then you still require Nesachim, even on a Bamat Yachid, even on a personal Bama in your backyard, you need to do Nesachim. Ah, there's no cliche rate by Bamat Yachid. Well, no cliche rate. We saw that on Shabbos Davan Kufchet, that there is no cliche rate, no demand for cliche rate by Bamat Yachid. So how do you bring Nesachim? You bring them in a Kleichol. Bring them in Kleichol. They're still classified as Nesachim. On the other hand, if you believe that there were no Nesachim in the Midbar, then the command to say that when you come to the Aretz, you'll bring Nesachim, that's a command to teach you that in Mishkan Shiloh, you bring Nesachim. That's when Nesachim start, when Mishkan Shiloh. That means prior to that point in time, during the Zvanim of Kibush and Chiluk, there were no Nesachim. Not on the Bamat Tzibor, not on the Bamat Yachid. Because you need the Pasuk of Batim El Aretz to teach you about the fact that Mishkan Shiloh, you start Nesachim, and that's where you started. So the Nafka meaning between them is, were Nesachim every brought not in Klisharet? According to the one who says that there were no Nesachim in the Midbar, the Nesachim were only brought starting in Mishkan Shiloh, and Mishkan Shiloh, there were Klisharet. That means that there were always Klisharet when Nesachim were brought. On the other hand, according to the opinion who says that Nesachim were brought in Midbar, and then they were again brought in Shiloh, of course, because that's the same as the Midbar, then the Batim El Aretz comes to teach you that even by Bamat Yachidi of Nesachim, those Nesachim don't require Klisharet. That means that they were brought in a Klichol. So there's the Nafka meaning between them. The Nafka meaning between them here is, do you need a Klisharet in order to even Mekadesh the Mayim on the Chag? Now Rashi at this point says, Tarvayu Sarei Idluhu Shir Lamayim. Both of them agree that there's a Shir of Shloshet Lugim Lamayim. Tosus disagrees and says, no, both of them agree that there is no Shir Lamayim because you have a problem. Rabbi Lozer in our Mishnah says, Me'achag. He gives no Shir in our Mishnah. So if he gives no Shir in our Mishnah, how can you say both of them are holding that there is a Shi'ur over here? So that's why, again, Tosus also before disagreed with Rashi about the fact that Rashi sets it up, that Rabbi Lozer holds that you have to do exactly three Lugim. Well, what happened to the fact that just before Reish Lakish asked the question of Yochanan, that Rabbi Lozer seems to have no Shir by the Lev Mayim on the Chag? So Tosus brought down the Rabbeinu Chaim that flips their positions and says that Rabbi Lozer says that there is no maximum Shir. Just like there's no minimum Shir, there's no maximum Shi'ur. Alright, so now Tosus says over here that neither of them have a minimum Shir. Be that as it may, the question here is, do you require Klisharet for the Mayim? If you do the Mayim Bachutz, do you require Klisharet to be Chayav? So if you menasech Shlo Giyumim Bachag Bachutz Chayav, that, according to the Tanakhama, means that even if they were not done in a Klisharet, because we had a period of time in our history where Bamot Yachid required Nisachim and there were no Klisharet there, and that was an Avoda. That was proper Avoda. So since at some point that was proper Avoda by a Bama, then you're Chayav for that Bachutz. So we've seen other examples of that by Bamot, the things that were true of the Bama, if something was true by a Bama, even though it's not true today, you'll be Chayav Bachutz for that type of Avodah. We saw this in the position of Rabbi Shimon before, that when you were Makriv, you don't have to be Makriv on Mizbeach, you can be Makriv on a Sela, you can remember that Tzur, because we had such a concept by the Bamot. Bamot did not require a Mizbeach, since the Bamot Yachid did not require a Mizbeach. So too, by Akravat Chutz, you don't require a Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Shimon. The same concept here, just like he didn't require Klu Sharet for Nisachim by the Bamot Yachid, so too over here, you will not require Klu Sharet to be Chayav by the Nisuch HaMayim. Lazar says, no, you do require Klu Sharet. So the Tanakhama will hold like the one who says that they had Nisachim in the Midbar, and therefore Bamot Yachid had Nisachim on them, and you don't need a Klu Sharet then to be Chayav or to be Mekadesh the Nisachim, because that was true at one point in time by the Bamot, so now here you'll be Chayav for Bachutz. But Lazar, on the other hand, holds no, there were no Nisachim in the Midbar. Since there were no Nisachim in the Midbar, the only time Nisachim started is in the Mishkan Shiloh. There was already Klu Sharet. So the only way to be Chayav for Akrad Nisuch HaMayim is it was done by Klu Sharet, and that's what he says, that it has to be done in Malom L'Shem Chag. If they were put in the Shem Chag, I mean they were put in a Klu Sharet. The last opinion is Ravino. Ravino Amar, and now Ravino says everybody agrees that they're Nisachim Bamidbar, and they therefore brought Nisachim on the Bamot Yachid without Klu Sharet. But the argument's like this. Question is, do you learn out Nisuch HaMayim from the Nisuch HaYayin? Because that'll make a difference. Because when it comes to the Nisuch that's done on the Bamot Yachid, everybody agrees that they did Nisachim in the Midbar. And now it's continued Mishkan Shiloh, therefore the Tzivui, doing Nisachim
Yachid when you came into the Aretz is at a time period when there was Heter HaBamot and applies to the Bamat Yachid. And that, where was that said? That was said about Nisuch HaYayin. That said about Nisuch HaYayin. The Parsha in Shlach was talking about Nisuch HaYayin. So we see that Nisuch HaYayin is done without Kli Sharet. So therefore, you'll be Chayav B'Hakravat Chutz or Halat Chutz by Nisuch HaYayin if you don't have a Kli Sharet. And that'll be true according to both opinions. The question now is, do we extrapolate that to Nisuch HaMayim? But Nisuch HaMayim, we don't have this then. Nisuch HaMayim only applies in the Mikdash. Only applies in the Mishkan for the Chag, does not apply to a Bamat Yachid. You don't do Nisuch HaMayim there. So since the din of Nisuch HaYayin that we learned, you don't need a clear Sharet, is learned out by Yayin, do we then extrapolate that to Mayim and say, just like by Yayin you don't require a clear Sharet, so too by Mayim you don't require a clear Sharet. That's the din of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Elazar says, no, by Yayin you don't require a clear Sharet, but Mayim you do require a clear Sharet because we have no example on a Bama where Mayim is brought without a clear Sharet. Here you have three ways to explain the Machlokas here between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanna. We had the opinion of Rav Nachman Yitzchak about whether there's a shir b'mayim kamiflagei. Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot, who holds that there is a limit here, that there's a maximum shir over here. Rashi believes that Rabbi Elazar is the one who is capped out over here, and he'll have to explain that in our Mishnah when it says me'achag means that it has to be no more than three lugim. Maybe less will work, but no more than three lugim. The Tanna Kamma says that it's no maximum and maybe even no minimum shiur to the mayim. Tosafot learns the other way around. It's Rabbi Elazar who believes that there's no maximum shiur, just like he believes there's no minimum shiur, he believes there's no maximum shiur. But the Tanna Kamma believes that there is a limit of shlosha lugim. We moved on to the position of Rabbi Papa, who says that it's about kibun isachim b'midbar. Rashi again claims here that it's everybody agrees there's a shiur l'mayim, that there's an upper limit to the mayim. Maybe there's no lower limit, and that's how we have to explain our Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar has an opinion there that there's no lower limit. Whereas Tosafot says again, no, both of them agree that there is no limit here, because we clearly see, according to Rabbi Elazar, that there is no din of shiur, and therefore both of them hold there is no shiur. The argument here is about whether you need a kli sharet or not. And that will be learned out from the fact of whether there was nisuchim in the midbar or not. If there's nisuchim in the midbar, that means that there were bamot yachid that had nisuchim without kli sharet, and therefore you don't need kli sharet. If you believe there are no nisuchim by midbar, that would be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, you never had a point in time where they were brought nisuchim without a kli sharet, and you require a kli sharet. And that's why Rabbi Elazar requires a kli sharet. Ravina says, no, everybody agrees that they were nisuchim in the midbar, you don't require a kli sharet for bichayav by yayin. By yayin, everybody agrees a kli chol, you'll be chayav. The only question is by nisuch mayim. Do we learn mayim now from yayin? Tanna Kamma says yes. Rabbi Elazar says no. Yayin lachud, mayim lachud. Yayin is a din because there you had it on Bamat Yachid. Mayim never had that manifestation. So since they never had the manifestation, you require a kli sharet. Okay, we'll stop over here.